to see the spring out here this afternoon. The water's nice and clear. Even the sunlight here now is all in our favor. Now, if you've never been on this trip before, I think you're going to kind of be surprised at what all I show you before I bring you back. Now, all of this is the river along here. Water's not very deep along here. We're going to find you some deep water when we get out over that big spring, but all this trip now is going to be right down through the glass. And a whole lot of this trip is going to be in talk. I'm going to talk and tell you about the river, all about the spring, and all about the fish out here. Now, that wide, long grass in which you see growing on the bottom, that's called the freshwater eel grass. And all that fine grass, that's called the water fern. Those two grasses grows here in Florida, and all the freshwater rivers and streams, that's whenever the water is clear enough to get the proper sunlight. Out here now, this is the largest spring in the world. It flows over 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Approximately 683 million gallon per day goes out of here. This water temperature now stays the same year round. That is from 70 to 72 degrees. Out here now, this is the head of the river, Wakulla River. Wakulla, that's an Indian name meaning strange and mysterious waters. That means we all know where this water is going, but we don't know where it's coming from. Now we got 14 different species of freshwater fish, but yet and still I only have three kinds. I've got some tame ones, I've got some trained ones, and I also have some wild ones. Now, I got some fish out here that when I call them, they'll come. But on the other hand, there's some that when I call them, they'll run. All sort of growth you're seeing here now, this is called little fish paradise. This is where most of our little fish stay. Now, we're beginning to come out to that deeper water. We're coming out to the ledge, the drop-off, the cave, the edge of that almighty springs itself. Down here now, it's going down to 125 feet. But over on the other side, it's 185. Now I'm gonna ease you back out into the shallow water into what we call the little fish's convention. Here I'm going to try and get them underneath the glass and let you get a closer look at them. In other words, now if you're a fisherman, I'm going to try and make you a little sick. Yeah, buddy. Come in this convention, boy. All right. Boys, let's get on the job. Now underneath the glass is where I want you here. Yeah, buddy. All right. Come in this convention, boy. All right, boys, let's get on the job now. Y'all kind of slow down this afternoon. Let's get on the job. Let's get on the job. Bottom of that spring you're looking at there now, that's all lime rock and sand. All lime rock and sand way down on the bottom. As we come around there now, that old big fish you see laying way down on the bottom, that's what they call a red horse sucker. What you're seeing way down there now, that's a bluegill. Some people call them a brim. I lay that out here last trip now looking out there. She said there's a few of them there that's frying pan size. And so close. I looked up at her and said, but yet and still so far away. All right, now that big catfish you're seeing down there, that's a bullhead cat. All right, here now, moving on around to the other side. You see, I don't like to stay here too long because this has a tendency to make you fishermen a little sick. Don't want nobody getting sick on me out here today. As I said now, the bottom of that spring down there, that's all lime rock and sand. All lime rock and sand way down on the bottom. Out here now, back long years ago, we discovered one complete skeleton of the mastodon. Since that time, we've mounted that skeleton in the State Museum up in Tallahassee. But what you'll see coming underneath the glass here now, these will be some of the latest bones from the mastodon, which have washed out of this spring. Right there coming underneath the glass, those are bones from the prehistoric elephant that roamed these very woods right out here on the Wakulla. Mastodon bones. Also out here now, back a few years, we had a little storm. During that time, this storm blew a tree down into the spring. Out here now, since that time, and since this tree have been in the spring, this tree has developed a whole lot of strange growth within itself. Now, all this growth you'll see in this tree here growed on its own. We didn't put it there, therefore we go out to call this tree Nature's Flower Box. This is Mother Nature's Flower Box. All that growth you see there now grows there on its own. Bullhead cat you're seeing there now. Also a few bass. As I've said here now, we got 14 different species of freshwater fish. Now, I know right away with some of you, that brings about a question here of, can I fish? Yes, you can. But if you get caught, you see, you got to have a little money, plus you got to have a little time. Because it costs you about $500 a pound, plus 5 years per pound. Get a little steep out here. All right, now right about here, I always like to ask this question. How many fishermen do I have on board here? Let me see those hands. Watch those hands next to you now. I'm gonna show you a few catfish here like you haven't seen in a while. Look at those catfish down there. Look at those catfish. You see around here now, we call this catfish's kitchen. You see the only thing wrong, there's no cooking going on. Few nice-sized catfish down there.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. I had a man on here yesterday now. He said, out in Texas, I got me a herd of cattle. I told him down here in Florida, I got me a herd of cats. Feel nice-sized catfish down there.
They're native?
Oh, yeah. Out here now, we're not seeing any catfish down here now. A little later on during the winter months, we'll see catfish by the thousands. Out here during the summer months, when the swimmers are here, they're jumping off that ledge, splashing into that water. Keep them scared back underneath that ledge. We're only seeing a few catfish down here now. All right, now, like I say, moving on around to the other side. I don't like to stay here too long because this has a tendency to make you fishermen a little sick. Don't want nobody getting sick on me out here today.
Okay.
Now this lime rock ledge in which you see in here now leads around to the mouth of that spring. But out here now, first before we get around to the mouth of that spring, I got another little tree out here now. This is a tree in which the Indians chopped down long years ago, chopped into the side of it and robbed the bee for its honey. Down here now, we call this the old Indian bee tree. This tree in which you're seeing here now, it's petrified. It's solid stone. That hole up there in the side of that tree is where the Indian cut into the side of it and robbed those bee for their honey. The old Indian bee tree, petrified, solid stone. Back in olden time now, as I said, the Indian was the one in which discovered this spring. During that time, this spring here was no more than a small body of water. Right down here now is where the Indian went down to get their first drinking water, also down to wash their clothes. You'll see the rock formation going down in step-like shape. Those are the only means of steps the Indians had to use to get down to that little spring. Therefore, we go out to call that rock formation the old Indian staircase. But here now, all up under this ledge in which we pass over will be where this spring is flowing from. This water is boiling up underneath this ledge so fast you can't even see it when it boils out. As I said now, the Indian discovered this spring. The old chief, he liked it so well, he had his profile carved on that rock right there. See that round hole in the rock? That's the old Indian eye. Looking out along the ledge, the sharp point? That's the nose. Looking back toward me here, the mouth and chin. That's the old Indian profile. Can you see it? Everybody see it? Those pipes you're seeing now, yep, that's our water supply. They supply the water for the hotel and the rest of these buildings around here. That's where we get our drinking water from, right up through those pipes. But in the meantime here now, ladies and gentlemen, I've eased you out here with that deep water. It's going down to 185 feet down there now. Of course now, you don't have to take my word for it. I got a little tape around here someplace. I'll hold this end, give you the other end, and we can go down and measure it. You see, the only reason I won't take the other end is regulation says I can't leave the boat. Thank God for that regulation. And this is that spring. 185 feet deep, flowing 600,000 gallons per minute. You see out here now, one thing about these swimmers, once they run and jump off that top tower there, they don't have to worry about going down. It's just the coming back up they have to be concerned about. Out here now, we had the Navy down here trying to explore this underground spring. We do know that it flows directly out underneath that hotel. But exactly where the water is coming from, it still remains a mystery. Out in front of the hotel now, there's a couple of holes. You can go in there and come out here. That's why we call it the mysterious waters. We know where it's going, but we don't know where it's coming from. Out here now, when the water is crystal clear like this, we can take a penny and flip it over the side. You can watch it all the way to the bottom. It would change colors and flicker like a dime. Yeah, you can throw one out the window over if you want, if you have one. Somebody can drop one right out the window there. Oh, you, no, no, you have to throw it out the side. Right out the side over there. All right, now let me spin around. Watch that penny there now. It changes colors and flicker like a dime.
It's over there.
No, he's turning around to it.
See it going down there now, front of the glass. Two of them there, the front of the glass. If you keep your eyes on them now, you can see them when they actually lay on the bottom. That flickering that pin is doing there now, that's that water current spinning it over. There you see it lay on the bottom. Lay it on the bottom about 3.5 feet out from that dark spot there.
What's this black thing down
this bone? That's all rock. That's just rock with a fungus growed on it. Over there, the long piece you're seeing, that's a piece of tree that fell off over in there. Now this ledge in which you'll see coming underneath the glass here now, this is quite a famous ledge down here. Right down here now is where they shot some scenes from that movie, The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Also right down here now is where they shot 4 minutes from that movie, Airport 77. If you've seen those movies now, you've seen this ledge down here on the screen. You see that round hole down there in that rock? It goes all the way through that rock. That's where they had a glass house for that creature's air supply. That's how that creature was able to stay under that rock for so long. He had his own private air supply. You see now, you know part of the secret of that creature from the Black Lagoon. Out here now, for those of you who see that movie, Airport 77, you see that 747 when it fell into the ocean. Fell off the ledge out in the ocean over into the deep water. That's the deep water they pushed it off into, right down there. In fact, now, one of the wings broke off down there. They had to get some floats, a truck, and a crane in order to get it out from down there. Out here now, it took them 3 months to shoot 4 minutes. What a waste of your money. You see, out here now, I always like to save the best for last. I got a little fish out here now by the name of Henry. Old Henry been here a long time. He done got old, but Henry Jr. now, a few little understudies, they all trained to jump the pole 25 feet under the water. I'm going to find that pole, call them out, see if I can get some of them to come down and work a little bit for us. All right, Henry. Watch him there now. He'll turn on his side and jump it there. Come on back and work one time, little Junior, one time. Jump it. Hey, y'all. All right, boy. Come on back and work one time. Jump it. Hey, y'all. Jump it. Hey, y'all. Jump it. Hey, y'all, all right, boy. One more time for the ladies now. Jump it. All right, little Junior, that's all right. That's all right, now that's all right. All right, how y'all like that? That's all right, boys, y'all right on the job. All right, Henry, you say you're a ladies' man. One more time now. Jump it. Hey, y'all, all right, boy. One more time for the ladies. Hey, y'all, all right, boy, that's all right. Give him a little help down there. Hey, y'all, all right, boy, that's all right. Now, that's all right. All right, how y'all like that? You see, I know now when you go out and tell your friends about old Henry and them, they ain't gonna believe it. Ain't no way they can believe it. But y'all bring them on back now, and mean old Henry and them won't let your word go down. You see, if old Henry and them don't get out there and jump that pole for y'all, I might have to get out there and try it myself. I said there now, that wide, long grass which you see growing on the bottom, now that's called the freshwater eel grass. Grass that grows here in Florida. And all the freshwater rivers and streams, that's whenever the water is clear enough to get the proper sunlight. That's right. Henry was smart, wasn't he? He raised them a family. Well, we really don't know. All we want to do is keep working. I keep talking and he get working. Keep working.
You don't have to feed him.
Oh, no. If you feed Henry, he'll go off out there and won't work.
Smart.
Henry been here a long time. He know a little something. Little Junior. Oh no, no scuba diving. Well, now I certainly hope that everyone have enjoyed your trip. I'd like for everyone now to remain seated. Keep your hands and arms inside the windows till I can dock the boat. We get it tied up outside and make it safe for you to unload. You all come back. Bring your friends. You're always welcome back to Wakulla Springs. Like I say now, alligator right there on your left, right down the grass.
Right here. Mark, see?
Like I say now, I know when you go out and tell your friends about old Henry and them, they ain't gonna believe it. Ain't no way they can believe it, but y'all bring them on back and me and old Henry won't let your word go down. Everyone watch your hands and arms here now. The posts are kind of close together. We don't want no one to get hurt. All right, let him get it tied up outside there now and make it safe for you to unload.
I'm not a fisher, but I sure wouldn't like to drop
it. I believe the price will take the taste right out of your mouth.
Was very interesting.
Glad you enjoyed it, ma'am. Y'all come back to see us.
They should catch some of those something in the hotel.
What are you doing over there?
It's a specialty.
Oh, no.
Yeah. After he come back, he's over there.
The guy that owned this place, he wouldn't allow that.
How old is your little boy?
Six.
I've got a girl. A little bit younger than that. I'm just wondering.
There's a crackfish, Mark. That didn't change.
Excuse me, when we came through up there, they asked us, did we want, you know, the glass bottom boat and the jungle gun? Where do we go from there?
The jungle. What'd you get, a combination ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, right down on your left. He'd be loading right on your left.
Okay.